Ain't that a sweet song from Dan and Shay at WKKG on a Monday? So J.R. Huff is in the studio. Hey, J.R.
Good morning.
How you doing on a Monday?
It's a little gloomy, but we're glad to be here this morning.
You're dressing relatively nice coming into studio today. So what brings you by here?
Yeah, so I'm just here to come and talk about Liberty Academy of Columbus. We've got enrollment for the fall open, and to just let people know more about our school.
What is it?
Yeah, sure. So it is a K-7 character-driven classical school that will be opening in August.
Okay.
And then as we move forward, year by year, we will add a grade until we serve a full K-12 population here in Columbus.
You must be in charge over there.
Yeah, so I'm the head of school at Liberty Academy. I was the recipient of a fellowship through a national organization that's supported me to make this my full-time job. Is nothing to, but to just launch the school. So
okay, so where is it in Columbus?
So we're excited this morning to say that we have signed the intent to lease on a property here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. We're not ready to announce where yet because we have a few hurdles to clear before it becomes our permanent home.
Okay.
But the property owner is really excited to have us there, and we're excited to work with them. And so it's very centrally located. It's about 10 minutes from the east side and 10 minutes from the west side. So okay, no matter where you live in Columbus, it should be easily accessible for you if you think Liberty Academy is the right choice for your family.
So how would you know if it's the right choice or not?
Yeah, sure. So we are currently in the midst, like I said, of enrollment, but also of information sessions. Mm-hmm. So that families can come and learn more. So for example, tonight on Zoom, we have a virtual information session. You can go to our website, www.libertyacademycolumbus.com.
Okay.
We have a tab that's called information sessions, and mm-hmm. you can sort of peruse through there and see which one would work for you. So if you wanted to come tonight, you would just RSVP. It will email you a link to that Zoom. And then at 7 o'clock this evening, you know, I have a face for radio, but at that point I will pop up.
Don't say that. Then people will think you'll be insulted.
That we will talk for about an hour about, you know, the specifics of the school, what students are going to learn, what our philosophy of education is, and what that would look like. If you prefer in person, we have an in-person session coming up on February the 7th at 6 o'clock in the Red Room at the library. And okay, again, all you have to do is register on the website, let us know that you're coming. And then again, we spend about an hour. We bring all of our curriculum samples. So if you're interested in putting your hands on what the students are actually going to learn and be using, you know, you can do that in person at the library.
Is it a private school or a public school?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So it is a private school. Luckily, we live in a state that supports school choice. And so not about 90% of families in Indiana qualify for our the school choice program here. And so despite it being private, we've created a financial model in tandem with the choice scholarship that we think makes a family's investment into a private education both accessible and appropriate.
You know what? I'm just thinking, like most people around here that live in Columbus probably just assume they know what school they want their kids to go to, and they've talked to other parents and neighbors and stuff like that. But, you know, you're in here today for a specific reason to say, well, hold on just a sec. You might as well just come out and check out our school.
Yeah, we, you know, Columbus has about 13,000 school-age students. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm a veteran public educator. I actually taught here in Columbus for the last 4 years. And what you see is that public schools just have a really hard job educating students.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they don't do it well, but there's so many students, it's hard for a lot of families to find the right choice for them.
Yeah.
And so we think that it just makes sense to offer a school like ours that has a unique classical model
mm-hmm.
that might be a better fit for families in Columbus if, you know, at this point they really haven't found that right choice for their family.
I mean, you got time to think about this. It's going to be opening, you said, in August, I think?
Yes. Yeah, so I think our first day of school is August the 15th.
So go check it out. What's the website there, JR?
Yes, it's www.libertyacademycolumbus.com.
Find out more about that. Thank you for stopping by.
No, thank you so much for having me.
822 at WKKG. We'll catch you up on the news, weather, traffic, and sports with Sammy Sam on a Monday coming up.